Folks, Adam and Eve had all the grace in the world to access if they wanted to. They could have just said, I'm going to trust God. There's nothing here but love. Love and grace and peace, all that stuff goes together. Joy, they got it all. Look at the list in Galatians of what love oozes out. They didn't access the grace. And we have all these cycles of temptation, dressed up in different ways, all coming out of the same root. And that root is in Adam and Eve's folly. Satan's only lie hasn't changed. He's out to disrupt relationships, mess up your love life, take away your freedom, screw up life itself and give you death, take your pleasure and turn it into pain, and rob you of your hope, fill you of disappointment, make you a crude, vulgar human being full of all the negativity and the doubt the world has. That's his handiwork. When you choose a relationship with him over God, his advice over God, and it is always the same. It is never any other way. As a matter of fact, in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 9, I won't turn there. It says the heart is established by grace. Your heart's not going to be established till you come to peace and say, my God, my God, my God, this baby is in your hands. I can't deal with it. I can't handle it. I can't do it. I can't accomplish it. I'm just a man, and I've messed up some areas in my life, and they're frail areas. And I'm going to tell you here and now, I'm going to stop acting like a crazy guy, and I'm going to start glorying in my infirmities, because I just know I'm not a weak loser. The devil's trying to tell me I've got these needs, and I have these problems, and I have these issues, and I have these opportunities, and he's a liar. He's a liar. I'm going to glory in my infirmities because they are powerless in the presence of the grace of God through Jesus Christ. And you say, but how do I get this grace? Well, my friends, 1 Peter 5:5 says, he gives grace to the humble. Humble yourself and tell God your problem and admit that you can't help yourself, and he will fill you up with grace from the top of your head to the tip of your toe, including the sidewalk you're standing on.
Hallelujah.
1 Peter 5:5. The bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, is this. Adam and Eve gave away more than they thought they were giving away. And every relationship on earth since then has been messed up. Isn't that interesting? Now, what blows me away is that Adam and Eve internally were so messed up in this violation of trust and that relationship and all the loss they suffered there, that when they had that first baby, there was enough junk in them already within that first generation to pass on to that boy, Cain and Abel, genes that no one wants to have. Who would have thought there was such a thing as murder? Maybe the 20th generation, no, the very next one, he's a killer. That's what you did when you violated trust and screwed up your relationship to God, rejected his love and got fear instead, went into bondage and turned your back on his freedom, drew from death to find life and it wasn't there, was it? You went after pain to find pleasure and lost pleasure and found pain and disappointment. It's amazing how bitter and disappointed people are. They're bitter about themselves. They're bitter about what they've been through. They're bitter about everybody. All of a sudden, the blame game began. And Adam wouldn't have blamed his wife if he hadn't become bitter and lost hope.
Right.
Lost hope. I am so glad for revelation. And I'm even gladder, there we go again, I'm even happier, okay, turn it up, boy, with grace. And the fact that God gives it to humble people, that means I can qualify for that. I can hit the deck really well. Bam, I'm down on my, Lord Jesus, I need grace. Lord Jesus, we all need grace. Would you look down from heaven right now, Abba, and by your Spirit who has been ministering so kindly and gently to our hearts, win us back to trusting in you and the relationship that we have with you and not believing the wrong thing. Turn the rejection of your love for another love back to the love of God so we don't embrace the wrong thing. Lord, give us back the freedom from the bondage we've created because we wanted the wrong thing and it got us stuck. Lord, the death that we thought was life, we went to the well of death, not to the well of life. And the pain we have, oh, pain, pain, we thought it was pleasure. It's messed up our guts. And the disappointment, we can't fight the cloud. The dark cloud's always hovering there, always hovering there, always hovering there. We hoped in the wrong thing and then believed the wrong message. My God, we repent. God, forgive my people and heal my people of this folly of Adam and Eve. And help them to see Satan coming and going and send them packing and stand in the grace of God and humble themselves under the mighty hand of God. Lord, we know we're down here for revival. We're not just down here to be cute and play church. We would never put up with the last 9 years, let alone the 30 before them, had we not believed in our spirits that you'd done a mighty work of grace to set up a dream that is real, that you will yet fulfill. And I want to thank you for that. And I thank you that no one's faith will fail. I thank you, the Lord, we're better today at these things than we were before, and that we're standing in grace as a humble people, believing God for impossible things because we believe in an impossible God, not because we believe we're impossible. I believe God today, and I believe God for total victory today. And I will glory in my infirmities. Hallelujah. They're not a pain to me anymore. Let the devil hurt. He's stuck with the stuff I'm not. In Jesus' name, amen.